James would never describe himself as a morning person, one of those types that hops out of bed ready to greet the day with all the zest life might offer. He sleeps with the window cracked open, and every morning around 6:30 a.m. when the morning people of the world awaken and begin their pilgrimage to work or their early morning jog, he must get out of bed and close the window. He dreads this each morning, but the alternative is sleeping without the window cracked, and with hot summer nights like these, that simply is not an option.
As James rises, bleary-eyed and groggy in his stained muscle tee and boxer shorts, he trudges 3 feet towards his window, looking out as he brings the sill down. The house next door has been perpetually for rent, likely because of the invasively large window in the bedroom, which faces James's smaller bedroom window. But this morning, it seems to be occupied by a beautiful, half-naked woman.
He rubs his eyes, looking again, and there she is, standing in a sheer black robe, wearing sheer black bra, panties, garter belt, and stockings, with fluffy black slippers on her dainty, stockinged feet. She is surrounded by boxes. She looks up, right at James. He ducks, on instinct, crawling back to bed. If he's not dreaming, he almost wishes he had been.
The next morning, James stretches in bed, wiggling his toes. He rolls out of bed and begins to dance around his room, getting ready for a day of drawing for his successful series of comic books. He loves the freedom of working from home, but finds it to be a bit lonely. He strips his sleep shirt over his head, feeling the warm morning kiss on his exposed pecs, chest, and abs. He rifles through his drawers and closet for today's outfit when he remembers the woman in the window.
He looks up slowly through his window and cannot believe his eyes. The room is now fully furnished. Her movers must have worked overtime. He can see her queen-size bed and its cozy pink pillows, a mirror hung above a wicker headboard. Everything has a place, and everything is in that place. The closet door is open, and just a sliver of her stockinged leg, now in a pair of high heels, is visible. James ducks again, but then shakes his head. He needs to give her privacy. He draws his curtains over the window, forgetting that they don't close completely, leaving an inch or so still visible.
His portal to the woman's window remains intact. He sorts his socks, glancing up as she emerges from behind the closet, still dressed as before. Her supple breasts supported in the sheer bra that makes visible her erect nipples. Her sheer panties and garter belt that invite his gaze to the beauty between her legs. She holds 2 skirt options up to her frame, but instead of looking at one of the many mirrors in her apartment, she looks right at James. She knew he couldn't keep his eyes off of her. How good being right feels, as she basks in his gaze in the soft morning light.
James is frozen. She does not break eye contact, stepping into a pale pink pencil skirt and sliding it over her tantalizing body. She loves feeling his eyes caress her body, hiding a smile as she continues putting on her show. She zips it up and stands, then spins, modeling the skirt for him. He cocks his head. She takes off the skirt with as much ceremony, then dons the second, a much shorter, pleated black skirt. When she spins in this option, he can see her firm ass, her plush curves inviting more than just his gaze. She takes off the skirt and waits for James's decision. James holds up 2 fingers and she nods. She reaches for curtains James hadn't seen before and closes them. They are not quite opaque, but sheer and distorted, like treated glass or a waterfall. He can still make out her body behind as she changes into the black skirt.
He closes the sock drawer, nearly crushing his own hand inside, as he watches with bated breath. He sees the figure behind the curtains disappear, and he exhales deeply. He feels his erection, hard against his thigh, as he puts on a pair of socks and pulls on a pair of navy trousers and black belt. As he slips a thin white tank top over his strong chest, he jumps in fright at a knock on the door.
James opens the door and finds a note on his doormat. He picks it up. It reads, "Now you see me, now you don't. 9:30 p.m. Underneath that is a phone number. He looks around, but no one is in sight. He closes the door, feeling his erection harden underneath his navy trousers.
James paces in his bedroom. He hardly got any work done today. All he could think about was the woman in the window. His erection ached for her, and had done so for hours. James had considered relieving his desires on his own, but he knew better. The patience would all be worth it. He checks his phone, and the time is 9:28 p.m. He looks at the window across the way, through the crack in his own curtains. The curtains to the woman's windows are still closed and the lights in the house still off. He breathes deeply, considering his now only semi-erection. Suddenly, the lights flickered on and he sees the outline of her body illuminated as a seductive silhouette against the curtains. He dials the number.
It's 9:29. James swallows, watching the figure draw closer to the window. He feigns confidence, reminding himself that she wants him just as badly. After all, she gave him her number. He slides open his curtains ever so slowly, revealing himself.
He hears her breathing slow as she feels her need for him grow. Her voice lowers and she slides open the curtains, revealing her dressed in the same outfit as this morning, but with a white button-up blouse on over her sheer bra. She nearly moans, feeling his eyes fall on her body, grateful and longing. She puts him on speakerphone and sets the phone down on her bed.
She begins to unbutton her blouse. James's hungry eyes feast on her exposed breasts and upper abdomen as her blouse and bra fall to the ground.
He watches as she obeys him. She moans as she feels her own body for him, pleasure mounting between her legs. His voice is clear and strong, and she can only imagine what his mouth would feel like all over her naked body.
She turns on her high heels, pressing her ass against the cool window. Through her sheer black panties, James can see how badly she wants him. She is glistening. She grabs her ass cheeks, pulling them apart to show him the deepest parts of her. The fabric of her panties tightens against her, and she shivers in delight at the sensation.
She gets down on her hands and knees, turns back around and crawls to the window, licking the wet spot she left from rubbing herself against the window. Her whole body is on fire under his control. His erection is fighting to free itself from his trousers.
She pulls her sheer bra up over her tits and leans against the window, pressing her hard nipples against the glass. It feels nice against her flushed, aroused skin. She watches dutifully as he unzips his trousers, his waistline barely visible over his windowsill. He releases his erection, pulling down his boxers too, showing how badly he wants her. She moans over the phone.
She nods. There's nothing more she wants. She never thought this would work so well, that he would be so commanding, so sexy, so game, to see the real her.
James is breathing heavily, his erection pulsing hard, now flipped up into his waistband. He cannot believe his luck. Getting to watch this woman was fortunate enough, but getting to feel her in real life is enough to make him explode with desire. He knocks on her front door.
He remembers he told her not to move. He wonders if she had thought ahead. He tries the door. It's unlocked.
He steps through her house, down her hallway, anticipation building with each step. He keeps a slow pace. He wants her to burn with longing, just how she made him wait all day long.
He pushes open her bedroom door. He sees her face, reflected on the glass window. She is still on her knees, with her tits pressed against the pane. Her heart races as she hears his approaching footsteps, but she remains facing forward, breathing heavily with excitement. He's finally here, and she's aching for him. He approaches her from behind, then picks her up and takes her in his arms. He looks at her in the reflection of the pane, his hands moving up her body, grabbing her tits and pressing her ass into his throbbing cock. He looks into the eyes of her reflection.
He slides his foot between her legs, spreading her legs wide for him.
He moves to his knees, opening his mouth to taste her wet pussy through her sheer panties. He laps at her slit as her back arches in pleasure. His nose is nuzzled in her ass and his tongue delves through the fabric of her panties into her sweet pussy. He kisses her inner thighs, his head still beneath her short skirt. He unzips her skirt, bringing it down past her voluptuous thighs, calves, and around her ankles as she steps out of it. He does the same with her wet panties, then stands, his hand on her inner thigh and rising as he does. He stands behind her, his fingers stroking her clit.
The woman nods, a warm and welcome shiver descending her spine as he massages her clit. He pushes her head down and she braces herself against the window, naked, except her stockings, garter belt, and her heels. The lights are on. Anyone and everyone can see exactly what James is about to do to her and her little pussy. She's never felt more at home, on display to moan for any audience who should care to join.
She does so and he unzips his trousers, pulling them and his boxers down. They fall to his ankles as he slides his hard shaft deep inside her pussy. She feels so perfect and full as he fucks her hard against the window.
She cries out at the top of her lungs, feeling him fill her, her tits jiggling and her cheeks pounding as the stranger from across the street fucks her just how she wants, publicly, every inch of her on view and filled with unyielding pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.